Also, apologies for taking the floor a second time. I'm also using this to make corrections and clarifications to my first statement, which has been a little bit hasty. And first of all, I have to say that our Korean colleague was right. I used some wrong formulations about human control over weapon systems. For some reason, this was also the formulation to be found in the compilation in conference room paper 4 under control. So that's where I found this. But I think this is indeed the more suitable formulation, and we would support to have human control over weapon systems, even though it's a mistake that it ended up there in this compilation text. On the other issues, we also want to support the US proposal, which we already have outlined to some extent, to include the second part of the preambular para that we have in the CCW, which quotes the Martens Clause. I think it's important that we have this as part of a principle, or also in relation to IHL, whatever title we decide to use for this section, because it is one of the principles that should guide our work here, and this is also related to the call for ethical issues and ethical considerations that have been part of our work in the CCW since the very beginning, and is a call that many delegations here in this room share. There has been made this argument that machines cannot apply the Martens Clause. The fix to this is our work here. We have to find out how this would apply. But also here, the US has made already a proposal by linking it or adding a formulation on the intention, the human intention, and that it is linked to the consequences. We had a very similar formulation in our working paper for this year's THE, working paper 4. In para 13, we used the formulation, it is crucial that human intent and the consequences of the use of force are connected. This is another way of saying this. We are flexible with how this is formulated in the end. There could be a combination of what the US has suggested and our suggestion. But I think this is the notion and the idea that would actually help us to have this as a general principle here in the first section of this document. Another thing that we kind of suggested, but then was not too clear, is that it's also useful to take this notion from the preambula of the CCW, that means and methods of warfare are not unlimited, and some other delegations have made this point as well. Then coming to the comments on human control. It is widely supported, which makes us quite happy, and it seems that this is a way into which our deliberations, our discussions here have developed over the years. We had many discussions about judgment and other kind of formulation, but it seems that there's finally a common denominator that we could work on. We also heard the concerns. And to some extent, we agree there that we maybe have a lack of definition, especially when we go into concrete text, what do we mean with human control? Also here, our working paper could be of help. I mean, what we tried to do in last year's working paper and in this year's working paper is to formulate positive obligations that states should meet to achieve human control. And in our discussions this week, we should also consider this, especially when we see that in the section on prohibitions and restrictions, human control is set out. If you go into a prohibitions related to human control, we of course should define what human control is, what should be done to achieve human control. And once again, I mean, our idea is to do this through positive obligation, and something that states actually have to do to achieve human control, and not see it as something that has free definition and everyone can choose on its own when he is human control, when human control is there and when it is not. Then also, I mean, several delegations have referred to this, that there is an agreed text from 2023 where human control is not there, where we're just speaking about control. And I also have to make the same point that others have made. This was in a room deprived of oxygen, very late, under time pressure, and if we would have more time, we probably would have continued this discussion. Now we are having this chance to continue this discussion and look if we can improve the text further on. It was just a chipping away back then, and this is not the optimal way of dealing with text when you're in an international setting. Thank you.